Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh,
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veteran legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Yeah.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefoot of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show for a while called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm a victims legal advocate and standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have in the barefoot community, and the new head of the BIL Legal Services Department. Now, for many of you, you may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, whatever issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air, or just hang out and listen, whatever you prefer. Also, our live chat room is open if you go to freedomizerradio.com. And check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook page, and our Facebook group. That's Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, please join our group. If you have not joined already, it's a closed group. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community, no. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the lovely warmer weather that is upon us. And most of us are venturing out into the world, some of you for your very first time barefoot. And going through the group and a lot of our pages and a lot of the conversations and the messages that I get throughout the week since our last broadcast, so many people have questions and so many people have some great positive experiences. And it's so great to hear. But for some of you that are new going out there, many of you may not, some of you are getting over your inhibitions and some anxiety that you may have. And this week on the show, we have a lot of great guests lined up for you. And they'll be calling in here in just a moment. We also have some of our veteran barefooters, the ones that have been doing it for a long time, that have a lot of advice, and I'm sure that they want to share their stories and different methods and ways that they go about it, and I'd be happy to bring them on the air here in a little bit. But, this is important that as we start venturing out, a lot of times you may hear objections. Now, for those of you that have been going out and starting and enjoying it for the first time, and many of you have had a lot of very pleasant experiences, that's great. For some of you that may have negative experiences, throughout this broadcast, I'm going to give you the tools that you need and the knowledge to empower you to overcome some of these objections from these shoe police that are out in the world. And one of the most important topics that we've always discussed on the show is, can an establishment really refuse you service just for being barefoot? And of course, we know they can't. If you're barefoot for religious reasons, cultural reasons, health reasons, medical reasons, even personal choice in your own safety, they cannot have such a policy or discriminate against you or even refuse you service. And of course, you've heard me discuss this before about how businesses have been sued because they have required patrons to wear shoes and they get hurt. I don't want to spend too much time rambling on this week. I would like to jump onto our phone lines because I know they're pretty lit up and we do have a lot of people wanting to be on the show. And I am going to bring on one of our dear friends and founder of the BIL movement, since he's here with us now and is pressing that one button, who sits side saddle with me co-hosting most weeks, and I'm sure enjoying his wonderful vacation that he has this week. Proof, welcome back to the BIL show.
Hey, welcome in. Thank you for having me, and glad I can be here. Hopefully I can be of use today for our members.
Oh, you know what? Every bit of advice and all the information that we send out on waves of the show is useful to our members. So, and especially a lot of new members, because we've had a huge spike in growth.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, Mo. I have not hit the welcomes and shares for the most part in 3 days. I haven't taken more than an hour, I don't think, in any of the last 3 days. I'll be changing that today.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot going on, and I know that we've had quite a few members, little by little, maybe an hour or so a day I try to get to it, and there's a lot to get to with the amount of growth that we've had. And I'm just the main topic is for a lot of the new members out there and a lot of people that are interested in the BIL community, advice for some of the new barefooters out there.
Well, let me start off here. I'm going to shamelessly plug what we're doing real quick for 2 weeks from now. We are doing our, I don't really call it a challenge, but it's the hashtag I Drive Barefoot, and it's to raise awareness that thousands of accidents are caused yearly by improper shoes, and people think it's illegal to drive without shoes on, So we're sharing that it's legal and much safer. And we're just asking for people, if they have not tried it before, to try it for the first time in 2 weeks. I mean, you could try it today. I'm just saying that we're trying to raise awareness for the first weekend in June.
Yeah, try it every day. You'll find out it's, a lot of folks that, some people have driven barefoot a lot before. And the driving barefoot challenge, some people just get behind the wheel and they realize that maybe they have a little more control or a little better feel for the pedals and the road and everything else, a little more control over their car or vehicle or whatever they're driving. So a lot of people have been getting out there and being very surprised with the fact that, oh, wow, they're not struggling to keep their flip-flop on their foot, or they're, trying to negotiate the heels on their shoes and finding it a lot safer and, in most cases, is more comfortable and have more control over their vehicles driving that way. And that's even been proven with law enforcement too. There's been so many articles published by different highway patrols and local jurisdictions and law enforcement officers that say that they respond to many crashes every year, and some of the causes of it are just the choice of footwear that people wear. And they say that it's sometimes better just to kick off those shoes when you're driving, for your safety and the safety of other drivers on the road.
Right, and we do have X amount of people that do go into our business page and try to tell everybody that it's illegal, but they can't cite any statutes. And then when you confront them, they say, "This is America. I don't have to share anything."
Yeah, it's funny. You have that mentality where as soon as you say, "Okay, prove it," because we've researched every state. And I know that you were saying last week, every province in Canada and most countries, there's nothing on the books. There's no law, nothing that says that footwear is required.
Right, and their answer is it just is.
And there is one state, though, Alabama, that is the only one that mentions footwear, but that's only while operating a motorcycle.
And it's operating, not sitting on one, right? It's just the person driving.
The person driving. For whatever reason that is. I guess they think if they have to use the Fred Flintstone brake on the motorcycle, they can just, they have something there to help, keep their ankle and foot from ripping off. But it still will if you're going fast enough, so I don't know what logic that law makes.
Yeah, I've heard a cop in relation to helmets on motorcycles, and they say people wear helmets, but there's nothing that secures their head to their body, even if they're wearing a helmet.
That's
true. If you crash into a mountain and your neck I'm not going to say falls off, I guess, but you could use that analogy, that helmet didn't do much.
Yeah, an extremely high-impact crash. I mean, if your head rips off your body, at least the head would be safe, I guess, in that logic.
Yeah, so maybe you could put your head into one of those Futurama water. I'm trying to think of what that is. They usually use those clear glass jars that have water in it.
Yeah, formaldehyde or something to preserve it.
Yeah.
It could be a little science experiment or a prop in a horror movie. Yeah.
Didn't Walt Disney do that, actually? He put his head, or he froze himself, or he did something?
Yeah, he decided to have his body cryogenically frozen.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So I guess at some point when they find a way to reanimate life, his body can be reanimated. No
okay.
pun intended. Yeah.
Right, I understand.
It was funny, speaking of motorcycles and driving barefoot, now I can tell the story because the person who owns the motorcycle is no longer of the living. He has since passed, and if he knew that what happened to his motorcycle with me and my ex-brother-in-law involved, he would just probably kill us. So now it's pretty safe to discuss in public. One of my relatives got a brand-new motorcycle, and he decided to run down to the store, and my former brother-in-law and I and one of his friends were hanging out, and we decided to test the motorcycle, and it looked like a lot of fun, and I've never been on a motorcycle, and he has a huge piece of property out in the country. And I was, I decided, well, this doesn't look too hard to do. They showed me kind of how to do it, and it looked pretty easy. Well, I was, they took a run on it. You know, they went down the driveway and back up, and then the friend went down the driveway and back up on this brand new motorcycle, and I say, ah, come on, my turn. I wanna give this a shot. Show me how to use it. I get on this thing, and this thing just takes off on me. Now, no control. I figured at least I can keep this thing going straight and try to figure out how to stop it. And it's amazing how this large plot of land all of a sudden gets really small. And it turns out that they told me that what was on one side was actually on the other side, and the thing didn't stop. It just kept going through gears and speeding up. So I figured, well, this is not good. And I see on the front lawn, as you get towards the road, it's like this old, I don't know, tiller or plow, this rusted chunk of metal farm equipment that had these things sticking up that he just had plants hanging on. And it looked pretty dangerous, and I was about to hit that, and I really couldn't get this thing turned around. It was just going too fast, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I figured, maybe I should just try to not touch anything, but, you know, without flying off the back of the bike, because I need something to hold on to as it increased in speed. And I figured, let me try to lay the bike down. I figured, at least if I can just get it down on the ground, it's grass now. Well, I was maybe 3 yards, 5 yards tops from hitting this thing on the front lawn, and I decided, okay, fine. So just as I was about to hit it, I went to lay the bike down, but the bike tipped to the other side. My foot and leg got caught up underneath by the exhaust or something like that. Now, had I been wearing shoes, it would have been too rigid for my foot to flex, and I would have broke my ankle and possibly my leg and all that. Because I was barefoot, my foot was able to bend under, and somehow I had enough flexibility that once they got the bike and my leg untangled from the back, I was okay. Now, I definitely sprained an ankle and, you know, just minor, a couple burns from the exhaust. But, yeah, I was hobbling around for a good 2-3 weeks after that, just having my foot stretched out so much. But had I been wearing shoes, it would have definitely either severed my foot from my leg or definitely broke and mangled a lot of bones in my ankle. Now, then the first thing we did was, it's like, hurry up, get the bike in the garage and make sure it's okay, and then come back and pick me up. Because we did not want this relative to get home and realize that we crashed his bike messing around, the brand new bike.
Oh.
So, first, my former brother-in-law and his friend, of course, needed to make sure that when Pete got home, he didn't shoot us for destroying his bike. And they were race car mechanics and very good at fixing things, and pretty quickly, too. They all race and stuff like that. So they're used to, they could change 4 tires in like 30 seconds type deal, like you see on TV. So they were able to, the bike was fine. It was just a couple little things that just needed to be kind of readjusted, and they drag it in the garage, have this thing all fixed. 15 minutes later, Pete comes home and how's everybody doing and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I just figured as long as I don't walk, he won't ask questions, and the bike looked okay. So, yeah, we couldn't wait to get out of there just so I can actually hobble somewhere else to make sure that I'm really okay. But it turns out I was fine. But had I been wearing shoes, I would have had some very serious injuries. But because I wasn't, my foot was able to flex and go through the contorted positions that the bike put me in. And there you have it. So, interesting story about barefoot and motorcycles. For the first time.
Well, there's, but the obviously there's no guarantee about safety in motorcycles or cars in general. Even in Times Square, you're walking and some idiot just rolls into you.
Runs you over. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. That story was crazy. And the guy intended on doing it. You know, first when the story broke, it was like, oh, he was under the influence and blah, blah, blah. Then it turns out that the guy's just a nut. And just wanted to take out all these people.
I see there's a couple of people that have the name guest in our chat room powered by QuickChat. I'm hoping that we can talk them into sticking around. I'd like to know if they're members and if this is the first time they've listened to the show. And if you want to change your screen name in here, if you scroll down right above the Save Around logo, there's a button that has the number 400, and above that you could fix your name. You can change your name to whatever you want it to be. And
yeah.
Even if you want the screen name whatever you want it to be, that might be available, and you just click there, and you can let everybody know who you are, I guess.
Yep. I just dropped the call-in number there if anybody wants to call in. And see if anybody has any questions. Our phone lines are pretty lit up. We got quite a few people on the lines with us. I know we have Kevin and Nick Deutschman is also hanging in there in the queue. And we have Sam Weiss, who is going to be a guest of ours later on in the show, too. So definitely want to bring
okay.
some of them on here, maybe after the first break, or if we have time before the first break. See what we got. Why don't we bring on Kevin? He's been hanging in there for a while. Chomped at the bit. Kevin,
okay.
What do you got to add to us today? Welcome to the show. Hello, Kevin. He does that a lot. He'll he jumps in the queue. Yeah, he jumps in the queue, and then I guess he has his phone on mute. And then just likes to listen to us talk about where he went. Kevin. We'll get you on here in a little bit. Unmute your phone. Make sure your radios are turned down if you want to be a part of the show. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air if you have something to share with us. And make sure that you, when you're ready to talk, you unmute the phone if you're just hanging out there listening. And Kevin, are you back with us? Hello, Kevin. Well, I guess duty calls for Kevin. He's in the Navy, and maybe something's going on. But anyway, we have a couple other callers we can get to here before the top of the hour. I know we have our very own Midwest director, Nick Deutschman. Welcome to the BIL show.
Hello,
how are you doing
everyone.
This weekend?
What am I doing?
How are you doing this weekend?
Watching it rain.
Is it raining over there?
43 degrees in Minneapolis and pouring rain.
Oh, boy. I think it's a comfortable 70 degrees here.
Yeah, it's all global warming, right? Because it's been lower temperature than normal here in Vegas.
No proof. You can't call it that no more. Remember, they said it's climate change.
That's right. Climate change.
Yeah, they said climate change is caused by global warming.
Okay.
We have Lake Havasu snow removal. That works 365 days a year in Arizona.
Lake Havasu snow removal?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
In Arizona.
It snows in Lake Havasu?
Well, it's because of global warming. So the snow plows are ready 365 days, whether it's the frigid tundra in August in Arizona or if it's the even cooler temperatures in April. Lake Havasu snow removal will plow your driveway 365 days a year.
Sweet. I should get a truck and go out there. Get some contracts going.
Yeah, right in the desert.
Heck yeah.
I mean, maybe it's for sandstorms.
No, it's for snow.
We've had to bring the snowplow trucks out in the summer for hail. We have to plow the hail off the roads.
So anyway, I wanted to share while we're here. We had our meetup yesterday. We had a few members. Much better turnout than the last one we had.
Very cool. Where did you guys do this at? A public school or something?
No, it's a restaurant called Public School 702.
Oh, okay. That's why it was confusing.
Yeah, so the restaurant, the menus come in those little black and white meat composition notebooks. And the napkins are the college ruled paper looking things. And so they try to treat it like it's a gymnasium or something.
Oh.
Sounds like fun.
So that's kind of like I don't want to say gimmick, but their gimmick is like it's all school related kind of stuff. You contacted them previous, didn't you, or?
No, I posted in a Las Vegas networking Facebook group asking if there were any restaurants that would be interested in housing our meetup.
Ah, okay.
And they reached out to us.
Now, at any point, had you told them that, hey, we're all showing up barefoot?
Yeah, the lady that I had make the phone call and the reservation, she advised them of what we're doing in our group, and the reservation was under barefoot is legal, so they knew what we were doing.
Right on.
See, that's great.
And they took your money, and the SWAT team didn't show up and drag you out or anything?
No, no SWAT team, no National Guard.
Right on.
No highly paid security on Segways. So no, Kevin James did not even take his Segway out to inform us that we were not allowed there.
Paul Blart was busy doing other things that night?
Yes.
Sweet. Now, were there any other patrons in the restaurant that you guys talked to or were looking at you all funny or anything?
Not that I noticed.
Right on.
So if you went to, say, a Minneapolis networking group, I don't know if there is one, and you just put in there, and I didn't exactly give the name of our group in the meetup, in the original message, because I wanted to see who would contact us first. I just put that our nonprofit group is seeking a new business to attend, and we go to new restaurants every month, and we want to include yours in our list of places where we invite our members to go to.
Who's interested in having a
dinner for our group, and then they reached out to us.
Well,
and then
is that
after
like a
they
website?
Reach out, I tell them this is our group, and we're expecting X amount of people, and they say, cool, we could use your money.
Is this a website that you go on to post your organization for restaurants to contact you, or what's the gist of that?
No, it's on Facebook. We have our group. There's a group called Las Vegas Networking.
Oh, okay. So it's a local
group. Yeah, it's for local people that want to meet up with other or promote other type stuff and to meet others. And there might be one in your area. I haven't looked, but if there is, a lot of people that own a business want to promote theirs, and that's
well, I definitely have to check that out. Yeah, definitely. Well, we're coming up to the top of the hour. 319-527-6208 is the way to join us when we come back from the break. And here for another hour with you. If you have a question, give us a call. If you have any stories to share, press 1 to be on the air. Be right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are 7 of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
is how to be a part of the show. Just press 1. And again, that's 319-527-6208. Remember, there's also our live chat room open. If you go to freedomizerradio.com, sitting side saddle with me today in the studio is Proof, who also has his show on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays and Thursdays called the Proof Negative Show, Real Patriot News. Welcome back, Proof, after that break. And we also have our guest has finally showed up today. And we're going to bring her here a little bit. Actually, you can just bring her in right now, unless you have anything else to add to what we were talking about before the break.
I always have stuff to talk about, but go ahead.
That's true. You're never a man of very few words, which is good because it's always the quiet ones they got to watch. So as long as we just keep going, people will ignore us. But, yeah, why don't we bring Sam Weiss? She was a frequent voice on the BIL radio show last year, a full-time barefooter. And actually, she's here, a special guest with us now. So, go ahead. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Good morning. It's still a morning here where I'm calling from in Eugene, Oregon.
And so I know you had some stories to share with us and some advice for some of the new members and first-time barefooters and all that. So take it away.
Yeah, I definitely was taking a more active role earlier on last year and have become more of an observer in the group and kind of leading me to want to come back to the radio show to share some of my events, findings, experiences, most of it having to do with transit. I see a lot of people having issues with riding trains and buses, and finding that that's one of those businesses with a service that's harder to peg. I'm still doing research on that in terms of what ordinances they quote in terms of, like, laws that actually say that we need shoes. Here in Eugene, we have a great transit system, Lane County Transit, and I did already make contact with this company and get information about their policy and the board members and possibly being representation for our community with them in a positive light. But unfortunately, last weekend, you know, I've been respectful in terms of changing my personal habits and putting on shoes to ride the bus, especially for my employment. So it's like something that I can't be arguing on a Monday morning and be late to work for. So I've been putting shoes on to ride the bus. And last weekend, I went to go do a few errands. I had some family coming into town, and it's a rainy Eugene day. I admit I buy cheap shoes, simple shoes, quick, convenient shoes that I can quickly toss off as soon as I get off the bus. I enter the bus, I pay for my fare, and I don't get very far along before the bus driver starts to pull away. Now, I'm aware that he's going to pull away, so I speed up my pace and go to take a seat in the rear of the bus, which requires me to take a step up. Well, the gentleman didn't wait long enough for me to get seated, and pretty much when he accelerated, took the floor from underneath me, which caused me to hit my knee along the side of the metal side of a seat. It hurt. I tried to play it off, and I was like, ouch, that hurt. And then I was like, no, that really hurt. And so there's two other gentlemen on the bus. They could tell that I was hurt. Everyone can see that I was hurt. The bus driver did not seem to care. He didn't even apologize or anything. Well, what's the funny thing is about this particular route is my stop is the beginning of the route. Although the bus station leaves downtown and travels almost a good, like, 2 miles away, my stop is where it counts as the beginning. Above the hill is a stop where they can make up time. So if they're ahead of schedule, they can't pass the stop out until a certain time. So I know friends that do training and have been in the union for a very long time, and I was instantly going to observe this gentleman run his route. He gets to the top of the hill and goes and steps off the bus and smokes a cigarette. That's when I vocalized to everybody on the bus. I go, oh, now I understand. He's in a hurry, runs his route early so he can go take a smoke break and injures my knee. So I watched him for the rest of the route, and sure enough, he ran his route extremely early. The very next stop after he left, he almost blew by somebody who was standing at the designated area. And I was like, whoa, he like almost failed to yield to that person. And then three more stops behind that, everyone who would usually come at a normal time was a few yards away and like running to their stops. And I was like, okay, so I can see what kind of gentleman I'm dealing with. So I get off at my stop and I call the customer service. Unfortunately, it's a Saturday, so there's no one to take my call. I am so upset at this point. I mean, I threw my shoes off a long time ago. After I saw him go take a cigarette break, I was like, I'm not going to follow their rules. I was like, if I would be accommodated, I feel like I could have prevented that from happening. I feel like
that's a good
now,
point, because I was
going to
ask.
Yes. Exactly.
What, see, it's one of those mm-hmm. situations where doing something you normally don't do, and you're a lot
mm-hmm.
safer doing it, and making you compromise or putting you in a compromised
yep.
situation where they required you to do something, and you got injured doing
now
it.
Now I actually have legal grounds to make
you do. Yes, you
a
do.
Lawsuit. And the thing about it is I'm not even interested in that. But what I brought up to... Let me
it's
tell the
principle.
Rest of the story. So I'm
yeah.
I'm like I'm fuming right now because I can't speak to somebody, and I've ditched the shoes, and now I'm trying to focus. Like I have to catch it. It's on the weekend, so I don't get a bus every 30 minutes, and there's only one bus that runs to my house, and it's every hour. So I was like, great, I only have a few minutes to get all my shopping done in this plaza, and so I go in on a rainy day with no shoes into the office supply place, and I'm, like, shaking. And I'm like, please, I'm apologizing. I'm like, please excuse my, you know, behavior. I'm just a little shaken up here, you know. And so he tries to help me, and I mentioned, I was like, thank you for not bugging me about my shoes. Happens to be a manager there. And he's like, no. We pride ourselves in customer service. I train my employees to serve people, we would never give you any problem. And I was like, well, and then I started to tell them about our group, what we do. You know, I said, I want to, you know, I will definitely be telling this to my community. We look for stores like you. We, you know, we recommend stores like you, you know, so you do a service to your business by accepting my business. And I went to the next store, Sally's Beauty Supply, which Nick actually frequents a lot. I said had the same conversation with the lady, and they also were like, oh, yeah, we have no problem with your bare feet. We welcome you. And the reason I wanted to share this is not only because I think it's the next chapter in our group in terms of educating businesses, you know, but, like, reiterating in our group, because I see sometimes people who have legal background, I will stalk them and see, oh, they went to school for law, be commenting on our post about, you know, property, private property and this and that, and it's very aggravating to me because the legal position our group takes, the concepts, the principles, this is an economic, a health, a civil issue here. And if someone
yeah,
is advocating for corporate or small business rights over private citizen liberty, I want to blow the whistle. You know, I want to call their moral compass into question. I would never have
yeah.
them represent me.
Yeah, and it's funny because some of those, alleged attorneys, lawyers, paralegals, all that seem to think that there's this law that protects the property owner's rights. The thing is, they're disregarding most of the law that says that there are laws to protect the patron. And
yes.
they're failing to acknowledge one simple thing, is that, yes, there is such a thing as private property, or there's a difference between that and a private company or public company. And private property is your own home or a space within a dwelling that you rent or lease. It's not open to the public. Once you're open to
right.
the public, you're a place of public accommodation. So the company may
yeah,
be privately owned or publicly owned,
yes.
which the difference
mm-hmm.
is either someone or family owns a company or there's shares that are sold on the stock market. You know, just to keep it simple
right.
for the point of this conversation.
Which to
your
me
place
needs
of public
to be emphasized, like, we know there's legal gray water. That is the obvious. This is the whole premise of our existence, is to invoke our rights. And
mm-hmm.
what we don't do ever is to suggest anyone to do anything illegal. So when people comment like, oh, but, you know, the property owners have property rights. It's their business. They should be able to do that. I'm sorry. What are you doing here? What we are here to do is inform everyone, the general public, consumers, employees, business owners, and then to be a point of negotiation. and an avenue to dispel and normalize the act of being barefoot. So when we're, like you were saying about, you know, when people are like, all businesses can let you in, like they can't, you know, all businesses, you know, have to, can enforce a dress code. Right now, for me, there is a priority. There is definitely a priority. You know, anything that is state or government ran, automatically, they should be open doors to everyone, you know. And then, like you were talking about, businesses that are defined in our Civil Rights Act to have public accommodation. So even though you're a privately owned building, brick and mortar and parking lot, but if you have a sign on the front of your door that says open to the public, you can't then just be checking people at the door.
Yeah.
You know, and we have one, and then there's everything else that falls in the cracks. You know, the stores that don't have food or aren't giving shelter or anything that isn't legally covered. Now it's not, so it falls in between the cracks legally wise, but then we go back to our moral and ethical dilemma. Why would we discriminate anyone?
Well, here's the thing.
Because
with
discrimination by definition is to keep people from even economic exchanges. That's the other thing that people don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a good point. And I know that one of the pressing issues in your situation is the public transportation issue and how there's some roadblocks there, no pun intended. one of the main things is that most, if not all, public transportation companies, and yes, some of them are owned by the city, some of them are private and service a particular city and all that, they most or all have what's called a disability pass.
Yep.
And applying for one may help. Now, the other thing is that these public transportation companies have spent millions of dollars in modifications to every bus almost that operates. You know, I mean, they have to put hydraulics in to lean the bus down for people to get on that can't step up all the way. They have to have
seats that retract, seats that buckle.
Yeah. I mean, they have all these modifications that they made to their equipment, but one simple modification that they can make to their policy that doesn't cost them anything is if someone does not wear shoes, just let them on the bus without shoes. How much did that cost? It cost them absolutely nothing.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that is something that is going to be written in my report to the transit district in terms of liability. Now, to finish my story, after I finished my shopping all barefoot friendly, you know, I go to get on the new bus to go back home, and who else to find is my dear friend who works that route for training. So he sits there and evaluates riders, and he tells me that periodically throughout the year, every driver has to get a review. Why? Because liability. What is it more likely that a neglectful driver will cost the company in liability than the shoe policy is protecting them from anything?
Yeah, and when you look at it that way, you have a case where they required you to wear shoes, you got injured. That's now a liability to them. Yeah. Because of the driver. Because of the driver's judgment or ignorance of the law. So if you present that and say, okay, your driver required me to do this, this is what it could cost you.
Yep.
And outline the law, and the law has a set standard of fines that they're going to get hit with if you decide to continue this further.
Absolutely. And the other thing I was telling
just change
my friend
their policy
was,
and it's not going to cost them anything.
Well, the other thing is I've already like figured that this was something, a repetitive issue that I see across the United States with transit systems, and I made me look into my own. I'm working this as a case to make a point of contact, which was going to be positive originally, but now look how I'm going to come. And that brings me back to the rest of my story about how being a part of Barefoot is Legal. From my early on of barefooting, from all of the lifestyle groups and all of that, this has just hit home for me, because it doesn't matter what argument that the Shift of the Sod bring, all arguments are rendered irrelevant to the fact that I'm within my rights. simple as that. And it's and the importance of our group and only having one group is representation. When it's a negotiating, it's something to say to that company like, hey, I'm one of 9,000. I am, you know. Now we're establishing there's a behavior of discrimination. We can now be identified as a marginalized group. And now we may not fall in the lines of, like, you know, race or, you know, gender or religion or disability, but it's one of that where people are using a tool simply as a, like a policy to deny us free interaction in commerce.
Yeah. And I think with a case
then,
like yours, it can set precedents to take on all the other public transportation companies.
Yes.
So it's kind of like when that one company gets hit with a legal action or they have an incident like this, it can either be an example for all the others to start following, or it's a lesson to them. And if it goes to court, it's kind of one of those things, well, a similar incident happened over here, you win. You know, no matter what. And
subsequently, right next door to the transit is another very problematic place for us barefooters is the public library.
Yeah, that's always been an odd one because we're paying for it.
Yeah. Yep. And
in my experience, most libraries have always backed down, and I've never had issues in the libraries where I am. Now, keep in mind, my need to go to a library is not great. I can pretty much look up anything online, order it from Amazon, or, you know, print and use my computers. You know, it's like, to me, a library is almost obsolete. But
unfortunately,
there are
some
valuable resources there that you can't always obtain. And
for those
things
for
like
who
that.
Suffer with inequality, that's the lifeline for shelter on a rainy day, education, job opportunities to be able to print and fax to
and
communicate
so
via
like
email.
That is, yeah, and so something like that is an issue that really needs
to
be taken
deny
on.
That.
And that's a very good point when you get into the constitutional aspect of it, the denial of that right, especially when someone is paying for it. So, I mean, there's so much there. But definitely the public transportation issue is definitely something that really needs to be addressed. And I think now the timing is there. And we need to just kind of hit that head on at this point. And I think you have a really good case for that. Coming down to the bottom of the hour with a half hour left of the show, we have some callers holding to get on the air. And we're going to get to you guys in just a second. And we'll be back with Sam Weiss sharing her stories with us. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, FreedomS, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways, and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Thank you.
319-527-6208 is the way to be a part of the show. Our switchboard is lit up, and we have some callers that we're going to get to. Our special guest today, Sam Weiss, longtime member of BIL and an advocate for the BIL community. We're going to spend a couple minutes with her real quick before she has to run, and then we're opening up our callers. So, Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, and if anyone is just now tuning in, I was just catching everybody up about a story that happened to me last week with riding the bus and getting injured and feeling like shoes had something to do with it. Now I kind of want to just apply my story to how this would help a new barefooter. We don't always get caught in the same situation. It's not always the same business or business type that want to refuse service. And with my story, I wanted to make an example out of it to the importance of supporting Barefooted's legal website, whether it's through sharing and advocating, doing your part to stand up against businesses, to donating funds to help support all the many services that our group and only our group, the entire World Wide Web, that offers this kind of representation. We're not only here to inform businesses, but we really want to empower and inform our members and kind of in adapting a protocol and preparation plan for when you are called out at a store. The way I find myself approaching when I get with contacted by difficult stores is simply just an easy checklist, you know, from first contact, you know, when a store says, hey, you can't be here. How to get members to be prepared to invoke their rights, to get the right phrasing and terminology, what kind of evidence we need to gather, whether it's recording the the conversation to if police are involved. You know, police in most cases are going to be on your side. And even if they're there to remove you under eviction, all you need to do is tell that employee, okay, I will leave peacefully, but I just want to make sure it's written down that you are refusing me service because of discrimination. That will set you up later on down the road, legally wise, as part of your case and evidence that employee did that. Now, if you go out yelling and screaming, it's going to be under another definition. It was because you were disruptive. And then they're going to say, well, they had just cause. But if you left peacefully and said, all right, you have a problem because I don't have shoes on, that later on is going to look very poor in court. The next step is important is to report. Get your side of the story down as quickly as possible, the time, the date, names, who was involved, what happened. Getting your personal side is important, but that's about it. What we offer in terms of services is to then pass it on, what I call from a you perspective from the bottom up and then BIL coming in from the top to the bottom. And what we're hoping to do is then when a customer comes back after contact is to make their formal complaint and to serve that company, to let them know, hey, here's my letter. And you will say, you serve the person that called you out and say, here it is. I'm personally being responsible to letting you know you need further training and education. You serve them this huge packet. They're going to dump one into their pants. And then they're going to require to take that to their employer or to their supervisor. And then there's instructions that says, now, supervisor, now you know what your employee did. You're going to take this up to corporate. Because what's going to happen, what's going to be waiting for corporate? Our legal team contacting them from the other end. And they're going to begin negotiations. And you're going to step away. You've done your part. You've identified an issue.
Yeah.
That is what's the difference that... Yep, exactly. Yeah. You know, that's when BIL contacts, negotiates, change policies, improve training, and then that employee is going to hear it from the up down and realize what they did was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, we hope.
Yeah, most cases
so
it
happens.
So I
encourage. Yeah. So the importance is for new members to explore our website, to get involved in the group, to start learning how to debunk those arguments, how to invoke your rights get the terminology down, collect the evidence, you know, and then because that's just the first initial contact. It's the ones that follow that is going to make the social change that we're really looking for.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to do. And we have our legal team. Sam, as you were saying, I mean, document the incident, gather what information you can, get names, take prisoners.
Yes.
Don't leave anybody behind.
Make your complaint with the website, and then go back to the business and you let them know that you've made a complaint with an advocacy group. It's going to get their attention.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, thank you very much for all that information. This is a big help
to
all of our listeners, and thanks for taking so much time on the radio show with us today. We really appreciate it and such valuable information that you have, and definitely come back or hang in with us.
I will.
I want to get to some of our callers.
I will definitely be following up with the story, as I have not yet filed my personal report or made my complaint yet, but I did want to catch you guys on this breaking story, and I will definitely report back.
Yes, please do. And it was great having you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us this weekend. And we're going to take some of our other callers. And we have another part of the Barefoot community. Al, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. And you have a story to share with us this weekend.
Yeah, this afternoon my wife and I were out and about. We had done some yard sailing and stopped at a Toyota parts dealer to get parts for my car. No issues at any of them. Got a few comments at the yard sales. Aren't your feet cold? But that was it. Then we went to lunch at Taco Bell, one that I've eaten at numerous times, barefoot every time. Never had any problems. But while we were ordering today, a couple of the girls behind the counter started kind of grinning and snickering. One of them disappeared in the back. We finished our order and was waiting for our meal, and the manager showed up at the counter. Looks at me and says, "Don't you have shoes?" I said, "No." She says, "Well, you have to have shoes on to be in here." I answered back with, "Why is that?" She says, "Because it's health code." I informed her there is no health codes in the United States against bare feet. She goes, "Well, you can't be in here. It's against the law." At that point, I didn't say anything more. I reached in my wallet and pulled out my printout of the Barefoot is Legal card for New York State, where this was.
Oh, great. Great.
And as I was pulling it out, she says, "If you can show me something that says it's okay, I'll worry." I handed her the card. She looked at it and says, "Okay, then." I said, "You can keep the card," as she's trying to hand it back to me. She said, "No, that's okay." And then she went back in the back.
Good for you.
Sat down, eat our lunch.
That card
is very effective at shutting them down.
Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad that everybody, that they're helpful and that they're useful to everybody because, we made those cards. I put them together and, fact checked the laws and got them all out there, and I'm glad people are grabbing them up to make sure that, defend your rights. And that's exactly right. So you ended up having a pleasant experience then after all, I hope, right?
Oh, yeah. It ended well. It was kind of funny, though. There was a customer and his wife that were sitting at one of the tables when this was taking place. When they were done, they got up to leave, and he went up to the counter and started talking to the girl that had originally started the whole thing by running back to the manager and informed her that you don't need to take that. You can just tell him it's against store policy. Well, I just finished eating. He was gone, and I got up later and went to talk to the girl again and informed her that he was giving her a lot of misinformation and raised the issue about the minimum fine that's very often mentioned here. She didn't know what to say.
I bet not. One person's has solid proof, such as yourself, and another one is just sitting there making stuff up and, trying to just start it. I mean, and honestly, what difference does it make with the other guy that was sitting there eating anyway? I mean, he had his meal, he finished, he left. Some people just can't leave well enough alone.
That's right.
I'm glad it turned into a positive experience. Of course, sorry that even happened to begin with. It's always wrong when something like that happens, and it just goes to show you the level of misinformed twits that work at some of these places that just don't get paid enough to even want to bother with it, but they find it their business to poke their nose in and, try to pretend they're lawyers and know the law. And it's what's scary is that if they say it's a health code issue, that these people are the ones handling your food. One of my classic lines has always been, how they say that you know, there's a health code, and then you say, I can't believe you're handling food and you have no knowledge of the health code, because that's it just goes to show maybe they shouldn't be handling food. Al, thank you very much for being a part of the show. And thank you very much for sharing your story. Before we run out of time, though, I know Proof has some updates for us as far as what's coming up in the group this week. And we're doing a fun drive, a little fundraising, aren't we?
Yeah, did we have one other caller, or did you want to sandwich me in between the calls?
We have one caller and one disconnected, and I'd like to hear from you a little bit about the money drive, and I'll go to the screening room and check in with some of the others that are holding.
Okay, that's fine. I can talk while you screen a call.
All right.
Yeah, next weekend we're doing our pledge drive, fundraising, money bombing, whatever you want to call it. We're trying to raise money so that we can do our business plans for this upcoming year. Now, for those that have not seen what we've been up to, our Facebook business page has over 33 million hits in 2017 alone. That's one of the top business pages on Facebook at this time. We have a ton of traffic, so this shows us that people are interested in what we're doing. And so if there's an interest, then we should figure out what events we might be able to do this year, what kind of advertising we can do, what kind of promotions we can handle. And I just feel like we should capitalize on trying to do something positive for our community, because unfortunately, we can't get courtesy advertisement from a lot of places. They won't give us courtesy booths at health conventions, and so we have to go out there. And unfortunately, freedom is not free.
It's not.
And my goal is to raise $1 per member.
Wow.
If we have 12,000 members in the group, if we could somehow, and I have to admit there's huge challenges with trying to generate that money, but if we can somehow accidentally get $12,000, which is only $1 a person, then
yeah,
we can do a lot of things.
It's possible. I mean, I think maybe we should even do an extended broadcast next weekend. Maybe do a 2 or 3 hour. Do it almost like a telethon or radiothon style broadcast for all of our members to call in, share their stories, tell them how to pledge and all that. Just have it going. I think that'd be great.
So, but the thing is, in between that, we have Tia Severino, which comes up in a few minutes. I'm gonna hang out on her show as well today. And then we have the Sabbath Hour coming in 3 hours from now.
Yeah, yeah. It would be so, probably something where we'd start earlier or something in the slot.
Yeah, I mean, we could start at noon Eastern, I guess, or we can do a special broadcast on Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely update our listeners, members of the group, and also on our business page if we decide to go earlier, do a special broadcast. That's a great idea. And, you know, I mean, this is a great – believe me, the funds would really help put our organization out there and help the public become more aware of the issues. And Tyler is also with us. I said maybe you can get a few minutes in here before we wrap up, because he has an update on what his charity and his cause is, the with the Autism Society. So, Tyler, welcome to the show. You got an update for us and all that with what's going on?
Yeah, I do. There was one person who actually made a post about my challenge, like saying just because it's over doesn't mean you still can't support, and two people at the Wells Fargo job readiness event actually took their shoes off and were barefoot after I gave a presentation about my journey with Wells Fargo. Because they happened to bring it up and all that, and I was very surprised.
So, Nick, are you with us here by any chance?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
Tia, just to wrap up here, Tia wants me to be on her show, and I need a few minutes in between shows. So
right.
I'm going to drop and let you wrap up here, and I'm going to get ready to be on the next show coming up in like 10 minutes.
All right. Yeah, definitely check out Truth Quest Radio coming on right after the BIL show here on Freedomizer Radio. And, Proof, thanks for joining me on the air today and seeing Side Saddle. And so I guess other people were starting to remove their shoes and everything in support of what was going on?
Yes, they were. And I'm looking forward to the Memorial Day potluck in Ames with some of the BIL members that are attending.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I saw that post and everything, so that's very exciting. And
yeah,
a lot of support,
Kelly
yeah.
was the one who put it all together, and I'm just the guy who's trying to spread the word out and wanting to meet more barefooters.
Definitely. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the event, where they can find information about it and all that for our listeners?
Okay, so for this event, it's Memorial Day weekend, May 28th in Ames, Iowa. Kelly Fadley was the main person who put this all together. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be having a potluck of sorts. And, of course, this is all going to vary depending on the weather and all that.
Of course.
It's at Riverside Park in Ames, Iowa. And from what she said, you take exit 113 off I-35 on the 13th Street and go west for a couple miles, and the park is on the north side of the street.
That's cool. Do you have an event or anything on Facebook or a page set up for it for our listeners to find this information?
Yes. This event is actually in the BIL group.
Okay.
And I made the event so Kelly and Nick, I don't want to butcher the last name, but I think it's
Deutschman.
Deutschman?
Deutschman.
Deutschman, okay.
Deutschman, yep.
And I included that people could reach out to me on Facebook and also Kelly and Nick if they had any questions and if they were going to be able to attend. And you don't have to necessarily be from Iowa to attend it, because Nick is coming and also his fiance Melissa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Minnesota.
Thinking that there was someone from Ohio going too.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. So this sounds like a fun event. So everybody definitely check it out. May 28th, the potluck in Ames, Iowa, Riverside Park. Go to the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group, and also, Tyler, throw it on the Facebook page so that other members can find it. Before we run out of time today, Laura, a longtime listener, frequent caller, giving the last word of the show to her before we wrap it up. So, Laura, what have you got to share with us today?
Two quick things. One, I witnessed someone in four-inch heels, I am clients because I saw the little AK on the side, slide off a wet curb with grass. And barefooter would not have slid off. Oh, and she broke her ankle, by the way. Number one. So back to the safety with the shoes, safer without shoes. Definitely the incline shoes were not meant for wet grass on a curved curb. Number one.
Yeah.
And it was really inconvenient for all the people around her because they had to pick her up and carry her.
Number one.
Yes. Number two. I don't know, and maybe you guys might consider looking for Dusty the Wild Man Crumb, C-R-U-M.
Yes.
He is a barefoot python hunter in the Everglades.
Yeah, barefoot python wrangler in the Everglades in Florida, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
I meant to mention that
and
on the show today. It just went by so fast.
Yes, and by being barefoot, because apparently someone had questioned him, he can, because, you know, people think that when you're hunting for snakes, you should wear, like, boots up to your, like, chin. and protect yourself. But actually, he is the most successful python hunter because there is an epidemic of pythons in that area, because he can feel the irregularity in the ground. And let's face it, a python does not feel like your normal grass, twigs and leaves or whatever you have on the ground.
I bet
and
it doesn't.
I think he was pictured recently with one that was like almost 20 feet long that he believes had swallowed like a baby animal because it was huge. And he does it all barefoot.
Swallowed a whole orphanage that size. I'm looking at the picture now.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yes.
I mean, this was not a baby animal. This was a whole orphanage.
Yeah, you might be right there because it was enormous. This snake was enormous. So, in fact, so, yeah, it might have been the whole orphanage. Darn.
Well, the entire cast of Annie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a hard knock life in there, let's say like that.
Well, it is.
But he's someone to look into because that defies all of the, what would you say, misinformation and myths about barefooting and safety at work.
Safety.
Steel-toed boots and wade zippers. Yes. So, anyway, just thought I'd very quickly stick that in there for people to think about this week.
Yeah, definitely. Very good point. Yeah. I've seen some pictures. I've heard about this guy. And I did a little look up on him last night when it was first brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And a very interesting character. And, yeah, that picture of him with that snake, it's huge. You know what? I think no matter what shoes you wear, something like that was going to eat you whole or wrap around you. Your shoes wouldn't save you from anything.
Nah.
Because
the python would think it's a well-done steak. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're constrictors. Mm-hmm. They're not the biting snakes. Besides something like that, it wouldn't just sit there and nip at your toes. It would probably jump and bite.
Swallow.
The way most snakes do. They kind of lunge up to bite towards the center mass of a target. And, you know, most smaller snakes they're bound to get like your leg or your knees or your thigh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Snakes that big, they go right for the torso, you know, when they jump and spring to strike. If they were like the venomous, poisonous kind that bite. Snakes like that, though, they're constrictors. They just wrap right around their whole whatever it is or just swallow it whole. And there's no biting involved. A shoe's not going to save you from a constrictor. You don't wear shoes around your neck, and they're not going to, if they do bite you, the shoe's not worn on your leg or your chest, or stomach. So,
right.
Oh, and hopefully they don't bite anywhere in between. That'd be terrible.
But
thanks for sharing. Very glad you mentioned that. But definitely, Laura, thanks for calling in again this week. We are out of time, so make sure to check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook group. Go to Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, we have the closed private group. It's not a place for the heavy-breathing fun seekers to get their rocks off on foot pictures. It's a place for us to share, educate, and dispel the myths that going barefoot. And that's what we're here about every Saturday with you. And stay tuned next week for our fun drive that we're having. And Proof will be here with us as far as some of the other members that have been on the air with us in the past and many of our special guests. So check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Until next week, people, keep the shoes off. Keep them bare.